Chapter 22. The dwarf's shoulders were heavy. Pilpin rode behind Devlike with the others, and the dead behind them. It was the grimmest Pilpin had ever felt. Not only had another brother dwarf fallen to the hands of their enemies, they'd lost Gorley as well.
Why do we go this way?
Pilpin questioned Devlike. The thickly thewed dwarf didn't turn, but went on steadily back the way they had come. Pilpin looked back at the nearest dwarf, who shrugged in return. He ground his teeth. All the dwarfs were banged up in one way or another. A bloody sling held up a wrist that dangled. Ears and teeth were missing. Eyes were swollen black under heavy brows, and a couple of dwarfs were coughing with a nasty rattle in their chests. It made Pilpin realize something. Gorley had made a sacrifice. Otherwise, they'd all be dead.
We should go after him. Perhaps I can convince Devlike.
They made it all the way back to the place where the tracks of the satyrs split. Devlike climbed off his horse, adjusted his dented helmet, and limped through the woods. Pilpin did the same. When he caught up with Devlike, the brown-bearded dwarf kneeled in the pines.
These tracks are still good,
Devlike said.
Good for what?
Pilpin replied. Devlike stood up and slapped Pilpin in the shoulder.
We may have missed our opportunity to kill one satyr, but we won't miss another.
Devlike limped back over to his horse and climbed on.
Pilpin, you're coming with me. Two of you, take our brother back for a proper burial.
The grimness in Pilpin's chest eased. One satyr would certainly lead to another. One trap had been sprung by the pipe-playing fiends, but would there still be another?
There's only one way to find out.
Pilpin snapped the reins and rode with a slight smile on his face.
We'll make them bury 20 of theirs for every one of ours.
All the dwarfs huffed in the rain.
Morgan!